The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph goes through a very complicated scenario how, according to Beis Shammai, a woman would have to go to the mikveh 95 times. And according to Beis Hillel, the woman would have to go to the mikveh 35 times. And the basis for these positions, for these opinions, is as the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, because they have the opinion, tefillah, v'shmamina tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. Every time one has an obligation to go to the mikveh, even though it hasn't finished accomplishing what needs to be accomplished by going to the mikveh, one should go to the mikveh anyway. And Rashi, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, Devarei Maskil tefillah, says the reason we know that this is the halacha, because the pasuk says, "V'hoye lifnais erev yirchatz b'mayim." Go to the mikveh when the night comes, no matter what. Rashi Masechta Yuma, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Tefila, however, says we learn it from the pasuk, "V'chitoy b'yoyim hashvi." And the Chasam Sofer explains that this is indeed a machlokes tanoim, from which pasuk to learn this halach of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. And the nafkamina, says the Chasam Sofer, is if we learn from the pasuk v'mhoyu lifnais erev, the halach will be that even if somebody is just tamei for one day, for example, balkeri, if somebody touched the sheretz that jumps into the mikveh and at night after herev shemesh, he's good to go, still, by such an individual, the halach will be tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. But if we learn it from the pasuk of chitta b'yayim shvi, then this halach of tefillah b'zmano mitzvah will only apply when somebody had tumas shiva. And one of the nafkaminas will be, if somebody became, and we'll discuss this longer later, if somebody became a balkeri on Yom Kippur, should he go to the mikveh? Or does he not go to the mikveh even though because it's Yom Kippur? And now we understand, once we explain the tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, we could understand why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that every time the woman has the opportunity to go to the mikveh, she should go to the mikveh. Even if we hold tefillah b'zmana ain't a mitzvah, which at first glance is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, says the Trumas Hadeshin, if a wife's husband is in town, and therefore by going to the mikveh should be able to have relations with her husband, then she should of course go to the mikveh. And as the Beis Yosef explained, we find that Yeshua was punished because for one night he held back Klal Yisrael from having relations with their wives. So therefore, certainly, if a woman has the ability to go to the mikveh, she should go to the mikveh as soon as she has that ability. And the Beis Yosef, in fact, quotes the Zohar, who says that a woman who has the opportunity to go to the mikveh and doesn't go brings tzoros to the world. The Ravid says that b'zman hazeh there is no concept of tefillah b'zman mikveh, tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And as the Marik explains, as we're going to learn in our Masechta, b'zman hazeh, every time a woman has a riyah, she waits 5 days, and then she counts Zayin Nekiyim, Michumra. That's not the tefillah b'zmano. And therefore, the whole concept of tefillah b'zmano, says the Marik and the Raiva, doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. However, says the Beis Yosef, that, as we just said it before, there's a inyan, there's a point to go to the mikveh as soon as one has the opportunity to go to the mikveh, even if we don't hold tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Shmamino, quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that paskins tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, like we just explained, is the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The question Tosfos poses, that as we explained a moment ago, it seems that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And how, asks Tosfos, that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda disagree on Beisham and Beisilil. Certainly, we always pass them like Beisham, Beisilil. Moreover, as we just saw, and we just said, even if a woman is mechuyev to go to the mikvah, but as we learned a second ago, Chazal imposed certain chumras to delay that tefillah. And if, as Tosfos, the halacha is tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, how could Chazal said abrogated a mitzvah? As we also learned in the sugya, a zava should go to the mikvah by day. Yet we tell the women to go to mikvah by night. So the Rashba says that's not a strong question, because as the Gemara itself says that if a woman will go to the mikvah by day, she may come to have tashmish by day, which may be premature. But says Tosfos, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that tefillah b'zmana ain't a mitzvah. And the Torah paskins that way as well. The question that comes up, what happens? We know the kelim have to be taken to the mikvah. And the question is, do kelim, is there a din that kelim should be taken to the mikvah as soon as they are out, as soon as we could take the kelim to the mikvah? The Mashah says yes. The Pnei Yeshua says no. Daruch Haner seems to differentiate if it's a keli that has a din that it should be taken to the mikvah at a certain time. So there we could apply the concept of tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. But if there is no specific time when this keli should be taken to the mikvah, then we don't say tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. What happens if somebody passed the time when they should have gone to the mikvah? Is there a mitzvah still to go to the mikvah as soon as possible? Or then you missed the zman anyway, so the concept of going to the mikvah as soon as possible, there is no such concept. So the Machna Levi paskins that there's no mitzvah after this man passes. The Beis Yitzchok disagrees. He says that I'll bring you a raya that after this man passes, there's a mitzvah still to go to the mikvah as soon as possible. He says if the mitzvah would be limited to this manah, then it turns out tefillah is a mitzvah cessation as man grama. And women should therefore be potter. We see from here that tefillah preferably should be done bezmana, but if you can't do bezmana, do it at the earliest opportunity. The Mishnah Masech Tebeya, that Yud Zayin Mabeis discusses, what happens if the zman for tefillahs and Shabbos should one go to the mikvah? Take the object to the mikvah. The Rebbeinu Tam, the Mordechai says, if Rebbeinu Tam paskins that we don't hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, so you have no right to take something to the mikvah on Shabbos because you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. You could wait for after Shabbos. If we follow the opinion of Rebbeinu Chananel, who we quoted earlier, it seems that we should go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And the question is, what will be the halacha should a woman go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Especially if we paskin tefillah b'zmana, we don't paskin the tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So Tosfos, Masechta Shabbos, takes a different approach altogether. And his approach is that whether we say tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, or whether we say we don't say it, he says that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah doesn't take away the issur of tikkun. So why, therefore, can we go to the mikvah on Shabbos? So the reason is, as the Gemara says, near a kamaker, somebody goes to the mikveh, it's not obvious he's doing a tikkun. Another explanation is, and this is an important point, that a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of piri of rivia, there's a mitzvah of oina, and therefore they supersede the isser of going to the mikveh on Shabbos. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the shayla of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. What about going to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? So some want to say that, again, in order to daven properly, we should go to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. It's not mitzvah slav l'henes netnu. And we're going to the mikveh to be able to daven. And he was saying that whatever the purpose of going to the mikveh is to fulfill a mitzvah, there is a inyan to go to the mikveh. However, Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph Derei Maskil Hachi, says in a world like we live in, the only heter to go to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, is for Tashmish. And therefore, on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, where the person will not be allowed to do Tashmish, there's no heter to go to the mikveh. However, the stipler makes another point. He says there's a point to bringing Tahara in the world. There's a point to bringing Tahara to the world. Because there's a point of bringing Tahara to the world, even if we paskin, even if we don't paskin, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, still, we want to bring Tahara to the world. And therefore, as soon as one has the ability to go to the mikveh, one should go to the mikveh. So if so, why don't we go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av? So he explains, because Bezman Hazeh, people, even after they go to the mikveh, are still Tamei Meis. We're all Tamei Meis. And therefore, we don't really accomplish that much by going to the mikveh. And therefore, even though we paskin, so therefore, whether we hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, whether we hold tefillah, we don't hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, it's only a question when there is going to be full tahara. In a world where there won't be full tahara, then everybody would agree Shabbos is a question. Because Shabbos, as Tosfos said, we're going to the mikveh in order for the person to be able to have relations with their wife. But when we're going to the mikveh for the purpose of tahara, and in the world we live in, there is no full tahara anyway, so you can't go to the mikveh under those circumstances, unless it's during the week, but not on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, etc.